This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury.
I've been your Bradge.
I want to thank Hanif and Daryl for joining us just in the studio just a few moments ago. Of course, they are the hosts of The Pulse, which is out on a Wednesday night, if you want to have a listen back to that. Of course, the question we're asking is, what kind of music helps you focus and ups your productivity whilst you're working from home or wherever you're working from? We've had a lot of response to this. Over 400 votes over on Twitter so far. I have no idea how many messages we have on Instagram. We've got a whole bunch on WhatsApp. Let's just go through whatever we can.
Yeah, so this came from Audrey before. It says, when you have a toddler at home, silence is golden, but Silverchair, Foo Fighters, and Arcade Fire are my WFH go-tos. My sire says, slow tempo music like Kenny G. A lot of people would go against the Kenny G thing, I know.
I'm going to go against the Kenny G thing. But, you know, you do you.
That's my full name, says Funk. Alyssa says synthwave or retrowave, yes.
Yes.
Something about that droning beat just makes my day a bit more productive without being too distracting. Sim says it changes from time to time, but right now, ambient music, specifically NTS's slow focus music. Suichuan says dance and trance. And Shongen says ambient music and dream pop group Juliana Bawick, and not ashamed to say it, but Enya too. Hey, Enya's good.
Ah,
Enya's great.
She makes up words on the spot, so that's okay.
She's great.
We'll just leave it. She's great.
Yeah.
I guess I'm from Instagram here. Zikweng has said metal. Alex Chan at 61, bossa nova. Sirk Nazem has said psychedelic. Sean Bear 98, lo-fi beats to study to. Yeah, I've done that as well. Matt Au has said cello music. Root One Gene, horror drone music.
Ooh.
Don't know what that is, but I will be checking it out. John Lim 92, prog rock, ambient and metal. Anas Mulder has said punk rock, and Li Ziyi has said hard style for the mundane repetitive tasks.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to get one by Ro, who says, fairly sure I've not fathered a child, but it doesn't mean I've not been instrumental, get it, in
yes.
the process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get it. While I DJed at a popular beach resort in the East Coast, I spun the afternoon romantic session and can testify Christopher Cross's Sailing is good reproductive music. I don't think that's what we mean by productive.
No.
But thank you.
But thanks for that.
Thanks, bro.
Christopher Cross. Wasn't it originally Rod Stewart who did Sailing?
Maybe. I can understand why, though. Now.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave that out there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We're going to move on to story number two. It is, of course, still related to music, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is about Mario music or how the Mario Kart theme has helped a lot of people do their homework. So while the music, a popular video game Mario Kart, brings back fond memories to some people, it seems that it can also help students write their assignments in no time. Several North American students are sharing this productivity boosting tip on social media. So 22-year-old Canadian student Danielle Voigt was one of the first TikTok users to share this unusual homework tip. She said that, I forgot about my 5-page essay due before midnight, so I put on Mario Kart music while writing, finished it in an hour. That video went viral, more than 6.3 million views. And another Twitter user said, if you have a paper or project you need to do for school or whatever else, listen to Mario Kart music while you do it. I'm dead serious. I just wrote 600 words out of my 1,000 essay in half an hour. This bleep really works. Many other users evidently followed suit because the Coconut Mall theme is back on the music charts. The speedy tune from the Mario Kart Wii soundtrack ranked at number 15 last week in the US Viral 50 Spotify chart. And the efficacy of the method may have some scientific backing because, for instance, a 2013 study conducted by psychologist Dr. Emma Gray in partnership with Spotify showed that a fast-paced tune, so between 50 to 80 beats per minute, can calm you and make you more alert. So getting motivated by Mario Kart soundtrack might not be that far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of other things. So video games provide the ideal productivity soundtrack because, as the news site Popular Science explains, video game music can get you motivated and keep you focused while you work. And it'll also help you doing a menial task because it's baked into their composition. For one, they tend to not have lyrics. Another study conducted in an open plan office in Finland found that people were better at proofreading if there was some kind of continuous speechless noise going on in the background. Plus, video game music is specifically made to not distract from the task at hand. So while the songs are meant to be listened to over and over again, fading into the background as you navigate Mario through the Mushroom Kingdom or help Link save Zelda. So when we saw this is like super interesting and like really, really interesting. But I'll admit that the moment I read it, the first thing that came to mind was, obviously, because like we both game, like we game quite a lot. And if you game, you kind of know that the music in a game is meant to keep you going. That's the whole trend. We talk about like the slot machine thing on Instagram and you know how it like is a dopamine hit. That's what game music does. Like even in complex games like Call of Duty, God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, the music is meant to... You get to the edge of a place and then like something kicks in, something suspicious, and you're like, I just want to go beyond the shadow to find out what happens next. So I completely understand why this would work.
It's very clever how they do it. You know, they, as you say, they create essentially a bed music, a repetitive piece of music that can go on for hours and hours and hours. It might fade in and out a little bit. But as you say, when you come to... do something new within the video game, that bed music will slowly fade out and something will come in and it will give you that kind of premonition of what might be coming next. That's like when you're playing single player games or something. But something like Mario Kart or something like, if you go back even further, Donkey Kong or anything like that, the way in which they're created just to help you focus has always been top of mind for a lot of sound designers for games. Because it was like, how do you keep somebody focused on something which, at the end of the day, they're going to, in video games terms, they're going to keep dying over and over again. How do you keep them interested? And it's not just about trying to beat that high score. It's about creating a piece of music that is just above most people's kind of resting pulse rate, you know, resting pulse rate of 69, 70 or something like that. And so they'll increase it just that little bit just to keep you kind of motivated and just on the edge of your seat. And you know that when something exciting starts to happen, it kicks up to about 110 or 120 BPM. And that's when it enters that realm of dance music. So they always keep it just a little bit below that. So your heart rate is just a little bit more, you know, active. It's very smart thinking.
It's super smart, especially now you link it back to like doing homework or doing your work in the office or doing like menial tasks or whatever it is, like a report. The music just makes you want to do that one more page or that one more sentence or that one more paragraph. You know who did this really well? The early Need for Speeds. Need for Speed 2, Need for Speed 3. So you'd get to like the last circuit, and even if you were losing, like everyone's ahead of you, you're number 8 out of 8. Because of the music, you'd be like, maybe I could nitros through this and get to the first point, and you know, I could make a lap. Maybe I could get to number 6.
Maybe before your time, but do you remember Wipeout on the PlayStation? That's a similar kind of thing. You know, you're cruising along and you pick up something and the music starts getting a little bit faster. I can hit that nitro now. Because that music has encouraged you to do that. It's not necessarily about you in the game doing well, but you've picked up something. That cue is then given to the music, which tells you, hey, you've got a speed boost. Why don't you use it?
Just one more.
That's it. Folks, let us know what you're listening to and what keeps you productive whilst you're at it. We've got some stuff over on WhatsApp. Oh, Rose, come back. He said, Rod's was different. Sailing song, chaps. Not my favourite. Got to be the first cut is the deepest. Thank you, Ro. Do we have any more tweets that we can quickly mention?
We have a couple of more tweets. So his one, he says, when working from home, I listen to lo-fi music or cello music or sounds such as aircraft propeller sounds, cafe background noise, or Japanese train station noise.
These aircraft are, propeller sounds?
Yeah, I've seen these on YouTube. They are super popular.
Really?
Sounds of rain, sounds of aircraft.
I mean, I get background noise, train station noise, but I've never come across somebody who's listened to aircraft propeller sounds. That is something that I might have to check out.
Sound of travel, I guess.
I mean, I know that when I'm falling asleep, my little Google Home, I play rain sounds and surf sounds and water sounds. I sound like an old man, don't I? But it really helps me relax.
It works. Daniel says, it is Iron Maiden for me. So, you know, your gang, up the irons. Navin says, progressive house, surprisingly relaxing. Doe says, none, get back to work. And Jay says, Zuraida says, K-drama OSTs or soundtracks.
That's a big thing right now.
Jay says, worship songs.
Shams Jafar has says, jazz, man. jazz
man.
Yeah,
I wish you could do the hands.
I find light jazz and bossa nova does a trick. That's from Reza Ibrahim. Neo soul and instrumentals.
Nice.
Blues and ragas from Ann Lewis. Zul Zappa. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, from Jagger and Richards. Mm. I might have to see if I can squeeze that in before the end of the show. Right, we have to take a short break. Not a music related story to wrap up with, but something kind of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Sort of. Music first, though. It's the Breeders with Cannonball here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.